Ever heard this one?
There's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this message was advertised on buses in the UK and around the world, I'm told, as part of a campaign to promote the benefits of a godless philosophy.
John, it was heavily supported by atheists. For example, Richard Dawkins, the author of The God Delusion. The idea is that belief in God is what really disturbs us. We'd be at peace with the world, able to enjoy life, if God wasn't around. Now, philosophy is the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, so we should actually thank the atheist for starting an important conversation and consider, is this statement accurate?
You mean, is a godless perspective the road to true joy and happiness?
If it is, students in science classrooms around the country ought to be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Apparently, the universe sprang into existence from nothing, for no reason. God had nothing to do with it.
Okay, so God is ruled out in the minds of many young people today.
Absolutely. But if there is no God, then every student is merely the byproduct of a cosmic accident. An evolved bacterium, a grown-up germ. No one has intrinsic value. We are ultimately insignificant and worthless.
Preach it, brother. That is somehow not very inspiring or offering any reason at all to rejoice.
I know. There's probably no God. Now, have a good day.
Yeah.
But we can turn to the Christian outlook on life. Every person is made by God, for God, in the image of God. You are absolutely valuable. Now that's something worth shouting about. Oh, John, to see this splashed across buses around the world.
Thank you, Alec. Check out Alec's gospel tract, 3 Questions in 3 Minutes That Could Change Your Life, at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.